Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Nice to have your company, and it has been announced. Perth as the host of the AFL Grand Final for 2021. Paul Hasley, how does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me feel terrific, Carl. The biggest news headlines we could have asked for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. We've been waiting, we've known it's going to come, but to actually hear those words from Gil McLachlan today, I must admit it was quite special. It will be here for the first time, probably the last time too, Carl, and they have resisted the temptation to go early. It'll be on the 25th of September. Time still to be confirmed. What time are you expecting, Cole Langdon?
I think it will be a twilight grand final. I think it'll start late afternoon. That'll broadcast at a perfect time into the East Coast. Won't be too late for the families over there on the East Coast, and they will most likely be locked down at home, a lot of them anyway.
And did you get a phone call to host the Brownlow Medal? Because that will be here on Sunday the 19th.
No, I didn't. But by the looks of it, you're still waiting. No, Gil will be here. Oh. Gil is flying tomorrow. So Gil McLachlan, who normally reads out those votes, will be here. He will have to serve his 14 days quarantine. He's not allowed to bring his family, like a lot of the other AFL officials and, of course, players won't be allowed to bring their families. So you've got to go it alone. But we need to go it alone for now, and we'll be back very soon. Get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. Back soon.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
So just recapping, if you didn't join us off the top, the AFL Grand Final is going to be announced here in Perth. Hayes asked me if I was going to be hosting the AFL Grand Final. No. There's already a large contingent of AFL officials that are here, including some broadcasters. So, and given that Channel 7 has the rights to each of these events, or Fox, then you'd suggest that it will be one of their broadcasters that will host the event.
And the wait, Carl, was around the extension to the MCG and the Victorian government. So the MCG has extended the grand final to 2059, so they added an extra year there. There'll be four extra games next year at the MCG. 2023, 2024, the AFL drafts to be held in Victoria, and regional Victoria will get extra AFLW matches. So not ideal news for all those Victorians out there doing it tough today, but they will get an extension, and who knows when that will get extended to in time with the money that the Victorian government does put towards football.
Just on this point, our Premier Mark McGowan revealed he paid nothing for the grand final today. He said that they have contributed to the cost of transport, so that is part of the ticket that you'll purchase. So we've already had that in play here in Western Australia for a long time now anyway. They will also contribute to the cost of attracting tourism, so into the states that can travel. So right now that's Tasmania, South Australia and the Northern Territory, as well as the entertainment, but only, and he made this very pertinent point, but only if that entertainment came from Western Australia.
Well, we're not the music buffs here, are we? Myself and Carl Langdon. But Eskimo Joe, of course, a really good band, and Birds of Tokyo, the other one. Two big labels that have been around for a fair period of time. I think they would do well. And I know Eskimo Joe put their hand forward last year when it went to Brisbane.
Well, Mark McGowan suggested that there were two that he grew up with, and he grew up in my era, Hayes. So I have actually seen these two perform, and I've done a lot of work with Slim Jim. Slim Jim and the Fats was one. And the second that he suggested was Todd Johnston and V Capri. Now, I used to go to the Nookumburra Hotel, Hayes, back in, oh God, the late 80s, and watch Todd Johnston and V Capri, and more recently.
Well, you can still go to the Crown Casino on a Sunday night and Todd Johnston will be still playing, Carl. But did he used to do that song, That's What I Like About, That's What I Like About Football? I think he was behind that. So
was.
I'm not sure that's going to, that might be the Meatloaf moment of the AFL Grand Final if we do get Toddy Johnston.
And just lastly, the Premier didn't go as far as what Bob Hawke said about, I think it was the America's Cup?
Yeah.
Going back, and he said that if your boss made you work today, you're a bum. Well, he didn't go that far, but he did encourage workers to negotiate with their employer for the Friday off, because he said it was too late to change a public holiday, which we currently have on the Monday to the Friday. How do you feel about that? And do you think there will be a few people that get the day off, or do you think it's important to have all the workers in the city if the parade's going to be through the city.
Well, I think that's what happens. If you give the Friday off, then people negotiate to go away to the country areas for a long weekend. They don't think about going to the parade because, let's be honest, it's not going to be our team. So you don't have that same affiliation with it. I would have thought it'd be smarter to keep the city open because at least that guarantees there'll be all the workers at lunchtime or morning tea going down there and giving a big crowd because we want to honour the grand finalists. Just on that, didn't get a chance to talk to you last night. From what you saw, first week of the finals, who are the grand finalists going to be?
Melbourne, I think, and Port Adelaide. From what I've seen, they were certainly the two impressive teams out of the weekend, hey? So they were super. Let's take a break. On the other side, I want to come back and have a chat to you about Toby Green today. 4 hours it took to get to a decision. I want to know your feelings on that, and I'll give you mine. You're welcome to those. We'll be back soon.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Well, Carl, last night we spoke about Toby Green. I said he was the smartest, dumbest football I've ever seen. Smartest in the way that he plays, dumbest in his actions. And I said he deserves 3 weeks. And for all those people that were saying that he should get off and play, then that was just stupidity. And today at the AFL Tribunal, after 4 hours, he was given his marching orders. He won't play. He will travel, ironically, here to the West, but he'll miss 3 games. This game, hopefully for him, they keep going and progressing so he doesn't miss any next year. But what were your thoughts on this, and did you think the AFL got it right?
I think he got off light, to be perfectly honest. I think that if you take a look at all of the action and take the emotion out of it, it was a stupid thing to do. He gravitated towards the umpire in the first place. He was abusing the umpire, as we've heard in the audio. He ran into the umpire. He had no intention of trying to get around him. Because he actually put the shoulder into him. And that's what I've seen with my eyes. So I thought that it was closer to the Greg Williams scenario when umpire Coates actually went across to Greg Williams and had his hand and physically put his hand onto Greg Williams. Greg Williams then pushed him away. And I thought it was very different in that there was no advance from umpire Stevic in this point. And Todd Curley, he was looking downfield. I don't think, personally, from looking at Todd's, I don't think he even saw the umpire.
And what did Todd get?
He got four. Mm. He got four. Greg Williams got 9. So I think, to be perfectly honest, there has been no Toby tax here. Everyone says that he's got the raw end of the prawn a lot of times in the past for things that he's done. But he is a serial offender, and he was very, very careless in this case because umpires should never be touched. And I don't know whether the message that has been sent by the tribunal today, personally, is strong enough. I still think he's got off light.
Well, he was found guilty, wasn't it, that the act was aggressive, demonstrative and disrespectful. So based on that, you're saying 3 weeks is very light. At the start of the tribunal, you thought with Matt Stevic's evidence where he didn't feel threatened, it was almost like, hang on a minute, this is not going towards the script. But as soon as Jeff Gleeson stepped in there, he was good. He wanted 6 weeks. In the end, they get 3 weeks. And Gil McLachlan, in his press conference today, he wasn't overly satisfied with that as well. So there could be an AFL appeal on this one to get a harsher sentence.
Yeah, well, I couldn't believe that the QC arguing for Toby Green had said that it was only worthy of a fine, a $20,000 to $25,000 fine. I mean, I don't know what planet they're from. I know they're just trying to do the right thing. Mm. But personally, I still am of the view that the AFL should appeal. And I think that a minimum of 6 was warranted. I really do. I think that that sort of behaviour at the top level needs to send a very strong message. And they had a chance today, the tribunal, to send a very strong message to every level of footy going down from the top that this sort of behaviour is not acceptable in any way, shape or form. We need to clear a commitment back with a man who is going to be in a very, very hot seat. Racing for 888 in supercars. He takes the place of Jamie Wincup. His name is Brock Feeney. He will join us next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now for motorsport. And joining us in our update today is a man who jumps into Jamie Wincup's seat at Red Bull Racing for 2022 and beyond. 888 has confirmed that the 18-year-old Brock Feeney is the man that will replace the 7-time supercar champion. He joins us here on Sports Day. Brock, welcome, mate. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
I'm on cloud 9 at the moment, guys, to be completely honest. So so hard to believe that it's true, but it's such an awesome day for me to, you know, let it out to the public. I've known for about 4 weeks now, so to finally let everyone know is a big relief.
How did it come about, mate? Come on, take us through the negotiation, and when did it start?
Last year, Roland, you know, sort of talked to us about racing in the Super 2 series for this year. And he also mentioned that Jamie would be retiring at the end of this year and that someone would need to fill that spot. So sort of known for a while if I did a good job this year, great job this year, that there might be the chance that I'd step up. And it's been in the back of my mind for the whole season. So, 4 weeks ago, he called me into his office and said I got the job. And the 26th of July will be a day I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Hey, Brock, take us back to when it started, mate. Take us back to the little kid. Has this always been your dream, your aspirations? And if so, where did you begin?
I was actually riding motorbikes at the age of 3 and I started racing them at 4. So even though I'm only 18 years of age, I've been basically racing around the country for 14 years now. And certainly in my blood, my dad was a professional motorbike racer. My mum and my dad met at a racetrack. So, it's been a long journey for myself.
Yeah, no choice, mate.
Go kart at 9.
Well, you can see you get the racetrack or not.
Oh, wow, I haven't got that far.
Now, Matt, you come into this with good form. Obviously, you're leading the Super 2 series as well. You've won 4 out of the 6 races this season. So you must feel confident that you're ready. And obviously, taking over from a legend like Jamie Wincup is a big ask. But given where you've come from, you must go into it with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it is very big shoes to fill. And, you know, with those results this year, I knew I had to win races to get the job at first. So it's been a great season so far, but to be filling the greatest of all time, it is hard to believe. And, you know, it is a big role to fill, but there's the best people in the business to lean on there. So you've got Jamie and Shane who's dominating at the moment. So there's plenty of people to, if I need some assistance, that will be there to help me.
Do they give you assistance? Like, what do you get from Jamie Wincup? He's going to keep on and be a director for your team, and also Shane Van Gisbergen, who's an absolute legend himself. How much support do you get from those drivers?
They have been giving me quite a lot this year. It's my first year with the team this year. So there's been plenty to learn about, you know, in the car and everything. And I think the biggest thing next year stepping up will just be the experience that I lack. So obviously it'll be my first full-time season. It's not only the driving that comes part of this job. You know, there's a lot of media commitments, signing sessions, and a lot happens on a weekend. So, you know, to have those guys to lean on, they can, you know, tell me how they went through the process and how they made it all a lot easier. We'll certainly get a big stress off my mind. So, as I said, there's plenty of people to lean on there, which will be awesome.
And do you have expectations for how you'll go in your first season?
To be honest, it's quite hard to put an expectation on at the moment. You know, I'm still focused on trying to win the Super 2 Championship first, and then I suppose I'll get to next year. But my biggest thing is obviously to learn as much as I can and, you know, try and have a consistent year. Want to, you know, try and consistently be getting good results. And I know there's going to be plenty of ups and downs, you know, not only next year, but in the years to come. So I want to learn as much as I can and, you know, help the team push forward and try and win races.
More of Brock Feeney after this.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
And we are chatting to the young man that has replaced Jamie Wincup at 888 in the supercars. Hayes, his name is Brock Feeney.
For those of us that don't know too much about the sport, the Super 2 series, what are the differences between supercars and the Super 2 series?
Basically, the car's 5 years older. So the car I'm racing at the moment in Super 2 is a 2017 car that you would watch Jamie Wincup and Shane Van Gisbergen race. So it's probably about a second a lap difference on a racetrack. So to be quite honest, it's not a big change for me. I've done a few laps in the new car as well. So, I'm looking forward to it. And, not too much of a difference.
And you are the Super 3 Series champion as well. So we just got to throw that into the conversation, mate. It's not like you just stepped into a Super 2 and you've won 4 of the 6 races there. You won the Super 3 Series as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, did that in 2019 and hopefully we can win the Super 2 Championship this year and add another one to the collection and hopefully one day we'll be able to add the big prize in the Supercars Championship to it as well.
Now, driver of the team's 2021 Bathurst 1000 wildcard entry as well. What about racing here at Wanneroo in Perth? Have you done any of that throughout your time?
I have not. I actually haven't been to Western Australia at all.
Oh, no.
Surprisingly enough. So I'm definitely looking forward to being able to venture over there next year and the years to come. Looks like an awesome track. I've done plenty of laps on my simulator around there, but nothing beats real life.
We don't let everybody in, though. We're like a different country.
Yeah.
Well, I have been around there in real life. A bloke that obviously is a lot older than you and is long retired now, but his name was Larry Perkins. And I went around in the car, and I tell you what, mate, when you don't have control of that car and you're doing
scary,
it's very scary, especially at those speeds, mate. I just, you know, mate, I couldn't believe we stayed on the racetrack, to be perfectly honest. It's something that you have to actually experience to believe, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I actually jumped in the passenger seat with Russell Ingall, who I'm driving at the Bathurst 1000 with this year, at one of our ride days. And I could not believe it, to be honest. When you're not in control and you're not holding on to anything, it is very nerve-wracking. I'm like, sure you know what you're doing, mate.
Well, because you're normally, mate, you're in control and you know how fast you can go and how... I suppose it's just the adaptability of the car and how well set up. And you put so much trust, don't you, in those engineers that are the ones that get you out there in the machinery that you're piling around a racetrack, right?
Oh, 100%. It's insane. You know, we do 300 kilometres at Bathurst. you're hanging on by nuts and bolts. So it's pretty cool, mate. But an experience in the passenger seat of a V8, you know, once in a lifetime. So to even jump in there with Russell this year it blew my mind. It was insane.
Well, mate, we can hear the excitement in your voice. It's a job well done. It's been earned. It's not like you're just stepping in by chance. It's because of the great programs that you've been able to take hold of and do really well in. And we wish you luck, mate, and we look forward to seeing you here in Perth.
Thank you so much. I cannot wait to get over there and race there next year. Looking forward to it.
Brock Feeney there. Great to have him on the program. We'll come back with a sports wrap next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now we finish off with a bit of a sports wrap. Andy Murray, he's accused the world number three, Stefanos Tsitsipas, of cheating. He had issues with his shoes during the breaks. Did you see it? It went for five sets, this particular clash. It went for 4 to 5 hours as well, along with it. He had the air conditioner in his shoes trying to dry them out, but he accused Tsitsipas of cheating because he was taking toilet breaks that were going on for 20 minutes. And he questioned what he was doing in there. He said, it's an effing joke. He said, this is effing under 12s. And he used a few other expletives, which I won't go on about tonight, Hayes.
It's been a big issue in the sport for a while. Too many people are doing this to halt momentum. And you do cool down in sport. So I don't blame Andy. Nick Kyrgios, though, he was beaten. Another disappointing defeat. Batista Agut, 6-3, 6-4, 6-love. Just some other AFL news. David Zaharakis not offered a contract at the Bombers. 226 senior games. And Robert Harvey has departed the Collingwood Football Club after being there for 10 seasons, of course, in the interim chair. And West Perth, their Waffle W team, will come into the competition in 2022, making seven teams.
And lastly, Caitlin Bassett, WA girl, undergoing knee surgery. She's out of the upcoming test matches against England and New Zealand. Meniscus problem in the left knee for her. That's all we've got time for. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 6 o'clock. We'll see you then.